Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Look, there's a lot of moving parts when we start talking about these draft picks. And, you know, we laid it out for you a little bit as we got into the draft. And I always say the combine is one part of it, right? The film's another part. The meetings are another part. But it doesn't make you sold on the entire player until you put all that stuff together. But the other part about this is the background. And when you start diving into guys' backgrounds, Mike, and you start saying, all right, this guy's clear. This guy, we might need to do a little bit more research.
Right.
That is the case with James Pierce Jr. They just didn't look at him and go, oh, tape's great. Combine's great. Meeting was great. They went to the background and they went, he's not clear. We need to do a little bit more extensive research. And they did. And I'm only saying that to tell you that they feel like they did enough extensive work and went beyond what they needed to feel comfortable in drafting him. And that is why they made the move to draft him. Regardless of what you think about whether we gave up too much, we've had that conversation. Mike, we're going to see. And look, that's going to play out, and it's going to be a part of this conversation. Either he exceeds expectations or he doesn't. And if he doesn't, then obviously everybody around the country is going to say, man, I can't believe the Falcons did what they did.
Right. And all I can go back to is, you know, I'm going to watch and see how Donovan Ezeraku does with the Cowboys. I mean, he's going to be using what? Zimmer's still the DC down there, and you're opposite Micah Parsons. So that goes into a good spot. And then there's, of course, Mike Green, who goes to a defense which needs some help, but is always a strong foundation. That's the Ravens. And, you know, Mike Green went all the way to, he fell all the way to the 59th pick in the second round. So the Falcons weren't the only guys that were scared off of Mike Green and the off-the-field stuff, which still no one can tell me what actually happened, either at UVA or whatever. But that one, because of the alleged some kind of sexual of something,
yeah,
assault or misunderstanding, people just no way, not going to mess with it. Ezeraku, we love his size. You and I talked about it. Nobody saw him because he was on Boston College.
Yeah.
But you watched a couple of games where he's basically manhandling two defenders at the same time.
The beast.
On the line. But he's not as big or as fast as James Pierce Jr. So that's why they fall in love with the size. And remember, it was reported and it made the rounds, but one unnamed personnel guy, presumably a general manager, said, does Pierce love football? Is he passionate about it? Is he going to put the work in? And that was something which maybe was used to some teams scare them off. I don't know.
So Kyle Smith is our assistant general manager, and Josh Kendall quoted him in The Athletic about this, and I'm just going to read the quote to you as we talk about how comfortable they were, and then we'll get into this Terry drafting, you know, certain players as Mike was talking about earlier. But Kyle Smith said, if we were going into next year, this is how they viewed it, we would be hoping that a Jalen Walker or a James Pierce would be there next year. This year we are sitting there, and we've got an opportunity to take two players from this bucket. Understand, they've got different buckets. That's how they describe certain players, and both Jalen and James fell into bucket one, which is, we need to draft these guys. The second bucket is, okay, we can wait. If they're there, we'll see. And the third bucket is, we'll take a chance. The first bucket, he's saying, in this quote, we've got an opportunity to take two players from this bucket, and that's how they viewed it. Here's my thing with that, Mike. And look, I get it. You know, what you're telling us is you didn't feel like there were going to be impact edge rushers, right, maybe again next year at this level that you would be able to get, just like they felt with Michael Penix. But I also think, Mike, if you're possibly losing your job, does it matter? Does it? If you're possibly losing your job, and we're sitting here and I say, Mike, look, we screwed this up, bro. We're done. Let's just take a chance. Does it matter? And the only reason I ask that is because when we hear how comfortable you are and, oh, they're in this bucket, I'm not telling you Kyle Smith is wrong. I totally buy into what they're saying. But I also think the element that nobody wants to say is, I have a chance that I might lose my job by the end of this season. I don't give a damn. We're going to do this.
Now, again, and I said this to Carl the other day. I said, like, I respect their fact. They were correct when they said, we'll go with Penix Jr. Now, just do one or the other. But they went with Penix Jr. because they felt that, hey, the quarterback class isn't deep and we're not going to be picking very high. So that was good. But do you apply the same clairvoyance to think there's no edge rushers coming out next year's draft? I mean, that's the thing which I struggle with. That logic that, oh, Pierce Jr., he's so good that a lot of teams didn't have on the board. He's so good. I mean, this is the one part where I go, okay, that's a leap of faith, that there's not going to be any edge rushers you can take anywhere in the first. Well, so that's the rub on that move. And then we get back to the names you already mentioned, Green, Azaraku, other edge rushers that would have totally been there had we stand pat at 46.
Right.
So that was, and but again, watch their progress, watch our guys' progress. And guys, we're not rooting against Pierce. We're just talking about why people have had these conversations for some that the Falcons made a reach.
Yeah, and here's the other part. When you hear us say, I don't know about this one, maybe, I'm hesitant, you want to know why we feel that way. So when the Falcons are asked, hey, were you guys absolutely sure on him? And then they give us the reasoning. Mm-hmm. We're helping you to understand, hopefully, this is why they decided to draft him. They felt very comfortable. And look, I think the Penix pick is fine. I think it's going to work out for us. I don't know if this will, but they're saying he was in that bucket where they had to take him. And I am questioning, like, okay, my job's on the line. I just don't know how much I care about some of this other stuff that they're claiming that is a part of this process.
It is interesting, though, knowing that Jalen Walker was never supposed to fall to us at 15.
Correct.
And they were still fielding some calls because, to me, I just read that and the subsequent articles that have come out, they were going to draft. And they remember, Randy asked on the day after the draft, he asked Terry, and Terry really didn't give an answer. But Randy McMichael asked the question, were you going to draft Pierce at 15? Mm-hmm. And they kind of equivocated. They were going to draft Pierce at 15. And we would have really been chopping that up.
Well, it would have been a mistake. And I'm not going to back off of that. Because at that point, there's still too many impactful players, I believe, over him at that point. And we're not even talking about edge, Mike.
Right.
There are other players. Edge was a need. And that's why every time I hear, well, we're going to draft the best player, stop lying. You're drafting for need. We needed a quarterback. You drafted a quarterback. We needed edge rush. You drafted edge rush. So that is a nice thing to say, but at the end of the day, it's not the truth. So I would tell you, if we did that, which we didn't, I would have been extremely hot about it simply because of everybody else that was on the board at that time.
Because Walter Nolan's the guy you and I were talking about on Thursday up at Mercedes-Benz. So, or even Shamar Stewart. Now, I know some people said Shamar Stewart was very sluggish statistically and don't know why he looked like, you know, Tarzan at the combine, but he played like a slug at A&M. But it is interesting. It just seems like, yeah, Pierce was the guy they had earmarked. Why? Because of the size and the speed. You hear that every time he's referenced, size and speed. And that's certainly the key because all the elites have got it, and he's taller than Azaraku. He's bigger than those other guys we mentioned. He's bigger than Mike Green. So that's why they locked in. Now we just got to hope this guy kicks ass because we cannot have a project. You draft a first rounder. That's impact, man. Impact.
It is. No doubt. 404-726-0929. Here's the other part of this conversation. You were talking about what is the word you use about Terry?
I mean, is he deferring? Is he acquiescing to this to his partners? Because we and you and me and I think a lot of our audience, Falcon fans, we used to literally laugh about this. Well, you know, and I'm not knocking Dimitroff. It is what it is. Him and Dan Quinn would work together, a collaborative effort. And there was a time back in the day where Rich McKay would have been a tiebreaker. Remember all that? So to me, it was like as a fan, well, okay, I get it. You know, Bill Parcells' famous line: "If I'm going to make the dinner, let me pick the groceries." But at some point, when you're drafting guys, it doesn't make sense, like the Kyle Pitts, because for where he was, and even if he balls out this year, it still didn't make sense. So that was one that because Arthur Smith got hired 3 days before Terry. I'd have loved to have been a fly on the wall in those conversations.
So I was going to say, Mike,
are you deferring to the coach?
Yeah, and look, I think we forget where we were. We needed offensive weapons. And our offense was simply being rebuilt at that time. Right. Arthur is an offensive coordinator who came in, and we were excited because we said, man, look what he did in Tennessee. Hopefully he can do that here. Now, again, the secret sauce there was what? Derrick Henry. We know that. But we also knew that, hey, we need some more offensive weapons. The Julio days are done.
Now,
right?
But Ridley was still on the team. Now, granted, in hindsight, we didn't realize Ridley was going to go off the rails with the gambling thing. But still, at the time, there's no way to validate the Kyle Pitts
pick. Well, look, I'm not trying to. You're asking about whether who was had the power to come in and say this is what the direction we're going. What I'm telling you is we forget that we hired an offensive-minded head coach who wanted to come in and rebuild this offense. And that is why I believe that he had the decision on that.
Mm.
And Terry didn't push back because you know what? He's right. We do need offense. Now, the fact that we got the wrong guy, that's a whole other conversation. But we needed to start this process of where are the exciting weapons on this offense outside of Calvin Ridley? And then literally 6 months later, the Ridley thing happens.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm going back. And then you look at the Drake London draft. I mean, you needed it because that was the year after Ridley's, you know, you knew that Ridley's moving on. That ship has sailed. There's no problem there. I mean, unless, you know, you feel that wide receiver. See, this is the philosophical argument that I always have the problem with Dimitrov and Julio. Guys, Julio's legacy is secure. I'm just saying. You can win a Super Bowl going for edge rush, or more teams win the Super Bowl getting the edge rusher than they do getting the wide receiver. You know, and so that's the argument, you know, because Thibodeau was there. I'm looking at some of the names. No, Thibodeau was gone. It was either offensive line, Charles Cross, and then it was either Garrett Wilson or Olave. I'm happy with Drake.
I am too.
I think all three of those guys can be successful.
Well, and again,
so, to me, it makes more sense there. Jameson Williams went as well,
but
so just
hand,
go with offense.
But their hand was forced.
You had to.
So that is different. And what we
that's
didn't
nothing
know.
To do with Arthur. That's a sound decision. That's
sound decision making. And remember, they knew before we did.
Right, but then we get to the 24 draft, and my beef is because 23 Bijan. Now we understood it was Jalen Carter or Bijan. Now maybe they've never had Jalen on their chart for all the things that happened in Athens. We already know how Philly has built their machine, and Jalen is another cog that fits perfectly, and they go to work. And Jalen is a disruptor, and he's a force multiplier, and he's a rock star. And so is Bijan for what he does. So that's, you know, two things we always say, Carl. It doesn't have to be the zero sum, right? Winner, loser. Bijan has been a star. He's one of the top players in the league. So cool with that. But then, you know, my beef is, why did you do the Cousins thing? Was it because the coach had a relationship going back to the time with the then Redskins? Because if you believe, and you remember the conviction that Terry talked about day after we drafted Penix Jr.? And I even said, why don't you just go with Fields? And he's like, well, where's Fields now? How'd that work out? So, they were not buying trading for Fields. So to me, you love Penix. Trust your, you got to tell coach, I'm going to get you some badasses on free agency, and we're going to go find our quarterback. And let's go spend that money on some proven edge rushers, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, if we got guys, you know, if who was it? Danelle Hunter was going to Houston, then we'll go get Grenard, okay? Well, there's other dudes we can get. That was my beef. So just, Terry, you've got to love yourself, stand up for yourself. Well, this time, hey, man, if he loves this guy, he definitely got the guy he wanted because he went all in.
Yeah, and it gets us back to, you know, doing all the extensive research. Here's the thing that I would tell you guys, and we won't know this until the season starts, and I hope you're calling us in week three and going, Dukes, he's legit. I don't know if he has the commitment to becoming the player he needs to be. That's it. I'm not worried about Jalen becoming that.
Mm.
He may not be an elite all-pro. Jalen's going to be all right. He's committed to becoming the player he needs to become. If he does, then, Mike, he'll be special. I don't know if Pierce is that. And that is me saying that based on what I've been told around the league coming from Tennessee and coming into this situation.
Right.
I hope he does. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you, oh, this is a no-brainer. That's my only concern.
Right. Cleet Holmes, a big listener of our show, and he was saying, you know, basically an issue that you and I were talking about earlier, that, you know, Terry, he feels, falls in love with the player.
Okay.
You know, and that's one. You know, the Broncos, by the way, are just about to offer a multi-year contract to Nick Benito. And that's a guy that we could have had, but we took Troy Anderson. And Benito is a sack monster. You know, he's a guy that came from a big school, and we went for the guy that was a combine darling, that they felt that phrase. And nobody ever wants to cop to. That's why he wouldn't answer Randy's question, because it always feels like if a general manager says we really fell in love with the guy, it's you got it wrong. You're not supposed to. It should be objective.
It's crazy, man. Want to know what you Falcon fans think about this as we talk about where our team is. The reason why is Josh Kendall had a chance to speak with Kyle Smith. And he's our assistant general manager. And by the way, he came from the Bears. He's been a part of these decisions in the war room, guys. And, you know, it's not like he's just sitting there. So to hear him say, hey, here's our mindset. This is what we're thinking. It's coming from somebody other than Terry. And this helps us kind of understand, all right, great. We like our guys. We like who we got. But why did you feel so confident in going after that particular dude when all these other guys we had talked about and everybody around the league is saying, oh, I don't know about that. And they're saying, by the way, I love this too. I want to mention this, Mike. Kyle Smith said, we do not care about what others think outside of our doors.
Okay.
Quote. So.
And that's cool, too.
It is.
But have the courage of your conviction, but this guy better be a rock star.
They felt the same way about Penix. They did not care what everybody else thought outside of Fiery Branch, and they did it.
And again, guys, if we wanted to quote, now again, you never could have known about the Shamar. You know, maybe this is your Sanders thing, but either way, they felt they weren't going to be in a range to pick a quarterback, and we probably weren't. So we went with Penix Jr. I like Penix. We had that conversation yesterday. Wanting Penix to be the man and him being the man are two different things. But with all the weapons, I mean, you could argue that Penix Jr. steps into the season with a guy, Zach Robinson, more confident in his role as OC and more weapons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Weapons, and you could argue Jaden Daniels had, for instance, up in Washington.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.